第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。どちらも長めの英文を聞き、3つの問いに答えなさい。第4問 A。第4問 A は、問20から問22までの3問です。長めの英文を1つ聞き、問20から問22の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 20 to 22.
When I was an exchange student in Japan over 20 years ago, I lived in a dormitory. It was an unforgettable, transforming experience.Several things bothered me during that time, though. Learning Japanese, performing dorm duties, and obeying dorm rules were especially troublesome. For example, there was a curfew, which meant we had to return no later than 10 in the evening. One of the duties was cleaning the floors and the bathroom. I wouldn't have minded, but it had to be done before everyone else got up.Telephone duty was another annoying responsibility. Mobile phones weren't available back then. Amazingly, the only phone was on the first floor, and we took turns answering it. I knew having a phone in each room was too costly, but surely a phone on each floor would have been reasonable. Many of these duties and rules felt like burdens to me.Although it was a huge challenge communicating in a foreign language and dealing with these obstacles, it turned out to be beneficial for me. It forced me to improve my language ability and adapt very quickly. I realize now that overcoming these difficulties helped me grow up and become a more responsible person.
Listen again.
When I was an exchange student in Japan over 20 years ago, I lived in a dormitory. It was an unforgettable, transforming experience. Several things bothered me during that time, though. Learning Japanese, performing dorm duties, and obeying dorm rules were especially troublesome. For example, there was a curfew,which meant we had to return no later than 10 in the evening. One of the duties was cleaning the floors and the bathroom. I wouldn't have minded, but it had to be done before everyone else got up. Telephone duty was another annoying responsibility. Mobile phones weren't available back then. Amazingly, the only phone was on the first floor, and we took turns answering it.I knew having a phone in each room was too costly, but surely a phone on each floor would have been reasonable. Many of these duties and rules felt like burdens to me. Although it was a huge challenge communicating in a foreign language and dealing with these obstacles, it turned out to be beneficial for me. It forced me to improve my language ability and adapt very quickly.I realize now that overcoming these difficulties helped me grow up and become a more responsible person.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。次の問題に進みます。第4問 B。第4問 B は、問23から問25までの3問です。長めの会話を一つ聞き、問23から問25の答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。会話の場面が問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。 では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. The International Programs Office has asked us to put together a booklet for students going abroad. Since all of us have studied abroad, they think our suggestions will help other students get ready. Justin, what do you think we should include?
Well, Tokiko, we need to focus on practical items first. For instance, sometimes it takes a while to get passports and visas. We could suggest they start that process early. Also, they'll need a health check and travel insurance. Karen, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cultural aspects. Don't they need to know some history or study about the society and learn the local customs long before they leave? Maybe they should consider these things in order to choose a country of destination.
That's right, Karen. Preparing to live there has to come first. Also, what they pack in their suitcases depends a lot on where they go. That's a really fun part, deciding what to take. In my experience, I was glad I took light clothing I could wear in layers, rather than heavy winter clothes.
Okay, but there are still other things to do before you actually pack. What about airline tickets? Getting tickets early can save money, and there'll be more choices of dates. So I think that also needs to be on the list.
That's true, Justin. But you really shouldn't buy tickets until you're sure you have permission to live there. Oh, I know what else we could do. Maybe we can include short essays or personal stories about our experiences and host families. It might help students get mentally prepared.
That's an option. Well, we're getting there, but we still have a long way to go.
Listen again.
Thanks for coming to the meeting. The International Programs Office has asked us to put together a booklet for students going abroad. Since all of us have studied abroad, they think our suggestions will help other students get ready. Justin, what do you think we should include?
Well, Tokiko, we need to focus on practical items first. For instance, sometimes it takes a while to get passports and visas. We could suggest they start that process early. Also, they'll need a health check and travel insurance. Karen, did you have something to add?
Yeah, I'm thinking about cultural aspects. Don't they need to know some history or study about the society and learn the local customs long before they leave? Maybe they should consider these things in order to choose a country of destination.
That's right, Karen. Preparing to live there has to come first. Also, what they pack in their suitcases depends a lot on where they go. That's a really fun part, deciding what to take. In my experience, I was glad I took light clothing I could wear in layers, rather than heavy winter clothes.
Okay, but there are still other things to do before you actually pack. What about airline tickets? Getting tickets early can save money, and there'll be more choices of dates. So I think that also needs to be on the list.
That's true, Justin. But you really shouldn't buy tickets until you're sure you have permission to live there. Oh, I know what else we could do. Maybe we can include short essays or personal stories about our experiences and host families. It might help students get mentally prepared.
That's an option. Well, we're getting there, but we still have a long way to go.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答やめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。